You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We've enjoyed all this week and last week teaching about health. Jesus' desire is for us to be healthy.
Good health.
To enjoy our life. In John chapter 10, verse 10, he says that the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus has come so we can have life and we can have it more abundantly. And when we think of abundant life, we see ourselves healthy. If somebody said to you, write down, you know, your vision, what does it look like to have an abundant life? You don't put on that list sick. You don't put on that list limitations because of physical barriers. When you're thinking about abundant life, you're seeing yourself joyful. You're seeing yourself being able to move from point A to point B, to enjoy your life, to explore the world, to be in healthy, positive relationships and such. So when you think of abundant life, you think of health. And Jesus came to give us life and life more abundantly. So we must see the value in our health.
Yes. Once you see it and it become important to you and you put the value there, you and I put value on things that is very important to us. That's where we put the value. So once your eyes is open up to the fact that your health is very, very important, and all you really have is your health. Mm-hmm. So in all you're getting, get health. Mm-hmm. In all you're getting, really, get health. Mm-hmm. Because without it, you got nothing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You have nothing.
Yeah.
So the emphasis should be there. And it told us in Matthew, it's like it told us a parable. Jesus, the kingdom of God is like a man who finds this treasure in a field. And once he finds it, he said, wow. He sold all that he got to keep it. Mm-hmm. Once you find out that your health is the most important commodity, then you should put all your effort there.
Mm-hmm.
And then this radio show is now meaningful. Because I now discover that my emphasis should be on living a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah, I waited for Friday to say this because all week long we've been talking about how to be healthy and what to do and all that, and that's wonderful. But I know there are people out there who are saying, well, I eat organic, I'm not overweight, I exercise, I do everything right, and I'm sick. Why? Now, do we have an answer to that? We don't. But we have an understanding of how the system works. And what I mean by that, I mean how this life works. There's things that we're never going to know. And these people that do get sick and they do everything right, we have no control. We have no understanding why. But I can guarantee you this, they will be healed, but they may not be healed over here. And that is absolutely okay because we are children of God. We were placed here to do God's will. Things happen to us, and unfortunately, that's how we learn lessons. I have a relative that is beautiful, and she's not over, and she did everything right, and she had a great life. She has a great life, and she got struck with cancer. And you know what it did? It brought her so close to God, and she's in a place now where she would not have been had this cancer not hit her. And so just be strong and know that we need to do the right thing in life. We need to eat healthy and do all the things we suggested this week. But we also need to look to the Bible to make good choices in life and to do His will and to accept everything. And when life gets so hard, we need to have that prayer closet where we can go and refuel. This is the way it works. We're all in it together. We want it to be a different way. We want it to always be okay, and we want to always not get sick. But that was in the Garden of Eden. We're not there. We're in this world. Sin came into the world, and this is how life works. So as we've always been teaching, get connected in the Spirit. Let the Bible be your guide. Eat healthy. Do what's right. Make good choices. And just choose to do and be happy, and whatever God has in store for us, that it's going to be okay.
That's a beautiful summation here on this Friday, Emily, because there are people out there that they live a healthy lifestyle, yet they struck with sickness and disease. Why? Because we live in a sinful world also. We live in a corrupt world, and who know the mind of Christ? We don't. None of us know that.
And we never will.
That's exactly right. But I can't use that to rubber stamp my bad behavior. Mm-hmm. And I can say, oh, that person, he's organic, go to the gym, do everything, and look at what happened. Oh.
Exactly.
Right. So I can't use that now to rubber stamp my life, my bad choices. I have to know that every one of us have a different pathway in life. Every one of us has a different path to travel in life. That might be that person. That is the path. And only that person, God, knows what's going on there. So, but my part is to do that which is right. Mm-hmm. That is my part. Mm-hmm. That is your part out there. You need to do that which is right. You obey the word. Obey what God says. You know, abstain from the things that will hurt you. And put off those things. And put on the things that will make you a whole person. Yes.
So that scenario or that story that Pastor Emily told, you know, that's not the majority.
I was just going to say that. That's not the majority. Right?
There's a lot of people who would benefit from making adjustments to be able to further enjoy their life and live the abundant life that Jesus Christ died for us to have. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, again, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and hid. And for joy over it, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. So it doesn't say that he bought the treasure. It said that he bought the field. The field produced housed the treasure.
Yeah.
So we must see value in our physical health, because we, in the beginning of the week, we're in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7, that tells us, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. So there's a spiritual deposit in the earthen vessel of the field of our body. So we have to see the value and the significance in that. And, you know, and then, as you said, the person that she was referencing had a healthy lifestyle. Well, what if they didn't?
Yeah.
What if they didn't have a healthy lifestyle and they got hit by the same ailment? Would they have been able to continue to be here on the other side, coming on the other side of that battle with sickness and disease? I remember in the end of 2019, before COVID was a thing, something that we said, Pastor Bedford, it was on his, in his spirit to teach us to get healthy again. And that was the commission to the church back in 2019. And it's coming back again right now in 2026. And he was get healthy again, even had his daughter come in and do health demonstrations of how to cook and different stuff. He said, lay off the meat. You know, body doesn't need so much meat. He was telling us these things prior to the wave of COVID coming through. So he said, it's time to get healthy again, because we know that when our body is in optimal health, it is better able to fight against sickness and disease that's coming, that's in the elements and such. He said, you don't need all that meat. Cut out that meat. And then a couple months later, year later, what's happening at the grocery stores? The price of meat is very high. There's stuff not on the shelf. So people who didn't practice ahead of time that discipline to be able to reduce, you know, the amount of meat and such that they were eating, eliminated from their diet, they were very disappointed. They're very sad. They're very mad. They were thinking it was the end of the world.
Yeah, I remember
but it's
now.
Not the end of the world just because you can't eat meat. Yeah. Your body is able to get what it needs from the other foods that are that were available. You know, the produce section wasn't empty.
Yeah. That section was full. Hallelujah. I remember now, because some the Holy Spirit quickened in me before COVID. Before COVID hit, to teach celebration, the church, to get healthy again. And I spend time to teach it. And those who practice it, include myself, was able to come through COVID without taking any shot. And who, boy, the devil throw that COVID. I got one of the worst element of COVID, which is COVID pneumonia. That kills so much people because it comes in your lungs. That's a sad place to have it. And I got that. And I didn't spend one day in the hospital. Not one day.
And that's because he was very healthy.
That's it. That's
exactly.
What I'm saying.
So even though things happen to healthy people, like they said, if you're not healthy to begin with, you have no chance.
That's a good testimony.
So that's when you have to, you know, that's the testimony. Say, I don't want to do it because look what happened to. No, you got to stay healthy so that you can fight whatever comes against you. And that's the purpose that we're trying to teach you this week.
Oh, so good. And the Holy Spirit quickened you so we could go there because my body was able to fight it off.
Exactly.
My body was able to fight it off because of the things that I've done prior.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Go ahead.
The training takes place prior. When it's time to get in the ring, the training has to take place prior to getting into the ring. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 a.m., 94.7 FM. The Christian Voice of Brevard.
Veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill reminds listeners that 22 veterans tragically take their own lives each day. We must come together to combat this crisis. Let's uplift our veterans by assuring them that hope is real, help is available, and recovery is possible. If you or a veteran you know is in distress, don't wait. Reach out to emergency services immediately. That's from veteran-owned Double Eagle Sawmill in Cocoa. For more info, visit them on the web at doubleeaglesawmill.com. McWhite's Funeral Home alerts listeners that 22 veterans take their lives every